views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Something, a new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And oh boy, that tagline is certainly going to take on a whole new after today's show. But each show, we do shine the spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. Well, today is about the tummy. And the tummy is often in our conversations of how we feel and how we look. I've been trying to think of a time when I haven't heard someone talk about their stomachs. Well, what they're calling your stomachs anyways. Whether it's about the size of it or how it feels, like if it's upset or, you know, feeling off. We definitely talk about the shape of it all the time. And that can go anywhere from our muscles, like our six-pack, or that bloated look of appearing pregnant. But when we really want to find out how to have the best stomach for ourselves, and I mean both in health and in look, we need to find out what's going on in our colon and in our intestines. We are really going to break this down today. We're going to talk about how to support, how to strengthen, and how to get things moving in a flowing, healthy way that will literally change the state of your health and your life. We're going to cover everything from detoxifying to improving your mood to losing weight to increasing and sustaining energy levels and definitely about healing. I've invited Stacey Smith, holistic nutritionist, owner of Vitalife Digestive Wellness Clinic. And I love the name of that clinic so much because, and sorry, and I'm going to finish her intro, but really I want to say that again. It's called Vitalife Digestive Wellness Clinic. That is such, it's perfect. Anyways, I have invited Stacey here to share with us today about colon health and how hydrocolon therapy works. Now I'm just going to peek in here. I'm going to say, welcome, Stacey. Do we have Stacey on the line? She is attempting to call in here, and I'm going to just have a little peek on my list. She's on hold. All right. She's appearing to be on hold. I'm going to do a little. Okay. That's what we shall do. Hang up and call back. Okay. So right now, I think that this was going to be the most phenomenal show either way. Because I love talking about the colon and I love talking about intestinal health because this is something that's actually changed my life too. And once I got a handle on this and what's going on. So we're going to see if we can get her to scooch right back on, and I'm going to confirm the number for her. This is the fun of this part here. All right. And, you know, multitasking works. This is why phones are terrific. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with this going on. Sending multitasking. Clear mind is allowing me to do this. Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. And all right. Number. Okay. Bear with me, everybody. Okay. All right. I'm going to go on. We've done our best to get her. Hopefully she's going to be on in just any second here. But really what I want to, I can talk about the physical sense of it, because as a nutritionist, it's something we always have to dive into about the health. Backing up, yay, Stacey!
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. You know what? This is, we're talking about the flow of things, and sometimes we have to go with the flow in a way that we weren't expecting, but we always have good stuff come out.
There you go.
So you probably missed the intro there. No big deal. You know what? I just let everybody know that you yourself are a holistic nutritionist, that you're owner of a fabulous, because I kind of went on about the name of your clinic, because I love it, Vitalife Digestive Wellness Clinics, and really talking about we as, you know, people talk about our stomachs basically in the way we look, and we look at, you know, abdominal covers on magazines and or we feel bloated and stuff, but really it's a lot about our health and our digestive systems and our energy levels and our moods. So I'm so excited to have you on because you, this is what you do with every day of your life with everybody else. And hydro, you know, I mentioned you did the colon therapy. So let's just kick this off. I want to start about a really fun thing and something very personal to you. Tell us how when you finally figured out about what's going on in your colon and you started doing a certain technique, how it changed your life. Because I want to hear something really positive and great about it so everybody's like, hey, I want that.
Right. Oh, so how colonics changed my life.
Yeah.
They, I have...
Before we say what it
is. Sorry?
Oh, yeah, just before we say what it is, what was that amazing, like, changeover for you when you started, you know, helping to support your colon?
Okay. So I got my first colonic about 15 years ago, and I had a lot of health issues, and I didn't realize that they were all related. So I had hormonal issues, like to the point my hair was falling out. I couldn't sleep. I had anxiety, depression. I couldn't lose weight, acne, like everything. But I also had basically been constipated my whole life, but I didn't even realize it was an issue because it was all that I ever knew. So I got a colonic actually thinking I was going to lose 15 pounds in a day. So I pretty much went for the wrong reason. But it ended up fixing my digestive system, cleansed my whole body. I became very regular. And then all of my other issues really cleared up as well on their own. So that got me into
I love that you actually highlighted that you said, I didn't, you know, maybe I went for the wrong reasons, you know, or didn't go for the right reasons. But that's actually sometimes it's a gift what motivates us to go. So somebody goes and they're like, I need to lose weight, and they go, look at all the benefits that happen because of it. And you don't even know that.
Exactly. So, I didn't realize they were all connected. So then I went to study nutrition because I'm like, this is amazing. And because of what I learned in nutrition and because of how they helped me, I'm like, I want to do this and share this with everybody else. And so I've actually had so many clients over the years who have had exactly the same problems that I had. So it's been really wonderful.
And we do tend to learn what we want to teach others. We are learning for ourselves. Well, now you've mentioned the word colonics, and I was saying hydrocolon therapy. Can you explain to us what they are? Are they the same thing? Yeah, run us through that process of what the definition and the process.
Yeah, so a colonic is the same thing as colon hydrotherapy, high colonic, colonic irrigation. It's the same process, just different names. But it's basically putting warm filtered water into the colon. And with our system, it's through gravity, and it just softens up waste and prompts the colon to contract against it, similar to when you have a bowel movement, peristalsis. And then it removes the waste from the colon. So it's all in closed tubing. I think people are nervous to come in because they think it's a messy procedure, but it's not. And so that's how we remove a lot of impacted waste from the colon.
Okay, so let's dive into waste. Okay. Everybody knows everybody goes to the bathroom every day. Well, not every day, but meaning we've all gone to the bathroom at some point in our life, and we know we're getting rid of stuff. Why is it so important to get rid of this waste? And like what you had even mentioned, you didn't even know you were constipated. So this wasn't even a thing like, well, sure, I'm getting rid of waste when I need to. Who even knows what that is? So, yeah, let's talk about what that is. Why is it so important to get rid of it, and what is in there?
Sure. So anything that's in the colon, the purpose of it is to be eliminated as toxins from the body. So it's toxic byproducts of food that you've eaten and that sort of stuff. Most of us, even people who are regular, can have 5 to 25 pounds of waste hanging out in their colon. So any of that stuff is toxic. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, the things that we see. You'd be really, really surprised. So if it's not being eliminated and it's staying there, it will actually be reabsorbed back through your system. And that's all toxic stuff. And it's going to settle itself in your tissues and your joints and different organs, and that's how people end up getting sick over time.
That actually is this is going to be such a fun conversation. Not fun, helpful conversation. So I hope everybody really hears that. So when we have waste in our body and we do not eliminate it, it just stays there. It doesn't just stay like in a cute little area and all tidied in one spot. It literally goes back through our cells. That's what you're saying, right? It's going back into your body.
It will. And so a lot of times when people have like hard, dry bowel movements, the reason it's so hard and dry is because it's been in your system so long that the moisture from it has been reabsorbed back through your system. So that's a real
thing. And that moisture.
Yeah, it's just
and
all the fluid
like
that
water. Water.
Mm-hmm. It's just the toxins. Yeah.
Now, when you, if you can share with us, so if everybody puts their hand on their body right now, you're probably not feeling like stomach, you're feeling, there's a difference between, like, if you can run us through the anatomy a little bit between, I was going to talk about that there's the stomach, there's a small intestine, there's a colon, the large intestine, and what part of the colon works with all that. Break us down to the anatomy of it.
Right. So the colon, it's really interesting because most people think that it's really high up under your rib cage, but that's actually your stomach. The colon starts really inside your right hip bone, and it goes up, and it goes all the way across under your belly button, and then it goes right back down through inside the left hip bone and then towards the middle of the body where it eliminates. So a lot of times people complain about the little pooch that they have, like the lower portion of their belly. That's actually a lot of times fecal matter that's just sitting in there.
Ah, okay. Mm. So I love the under the belly button. Pinpoint. That's a great spot. So, you know, when you're saying that, that's mostly like you said, the fecal matter, and that is where the colonic. When you get that, that's where it's reaching to.
You got it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So a lot of times too, the therapist will massage along that area as well to help kind of break up impacted fecal matter and move it through.
Okay, so we can physically assist this, just when they're doing it themselves. How important, then, is daily movement in our life, like meaning physical body movements, to be moving your hips, walking, doing it kind of an abdominal workout to the point that anybody can with any limits? Because will that not help them on a daily basis?
Moving? Absolutely, yeah. It definitely helps. And another thing actually we really like is if someone's coming in to get a colonic, they don't have to, but to get better results, if they work out in the morning or do a yoga class before coming in, that actually really helps to loosen it up so we can get better results for them as well.
Oh, okay. Well, like a warm-up before your workout, but it's a warm-up before
exactly.
Your workout. Oh, see, I told the next commercial was moved up. Okay, we'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Alrighty, back with Stacey here. We're talking about colonics and getting a nice flat tummy, but better yet, better health. Stacey, a question I think I always used to think was, this is a regular, natural thing that I would believe, I think I should be able to do this on my own. Shouldn't everybody else? Why is it some people, who are they, who need this? Like, why do we need help? Why can't we just do this on our own?
Well, so constipation is one of the many reasons that people come in. They come in for many, many different reasons. But technically, yeah, the body is absolutely self-cleansing. But with our foods that we eat, the amount of stress that we're under, hormonal issues, anything can contribute to constipation. But what's interesting, even if you think you're having, you know, one bowel movement every day, you think you're fairly regular, but even those people that come in, we clean out literally pounds and pounds of waste out of their colon. So it's pretty incredible.
It is shocking. Like, it's shocking. And how does one, so if I were to imagine going in and then say, I scooch on it and then 5 pounds is gone, do I feel sore? Do I have an emptiness feeling? What are people experiencing after the treatment?
It depends. So if someone comes in and their system is really toxic, we would recommend not planning any huge activity afterwards. You may be a little bit tired afterwards. But the cleaner the system gets, people actually feel amazing afterwards. They often describe it as a lighter sense of well-being. And it's true. We have people that feel incredible. And 90% of the serotonin of the body is produced in the colon, too. So there's a whole bunch of happy chemicals going on. It's a really great feeling.
Right. Actually, I'm going to jump into that aspect right now. So sharing with everybody that, you know, we have the brain in our head and it has all those beautiful neurotransmitters that, you know, talk and say things and make us feel certain ways. But we also have those neurotransmitters in our guts. And so when we clear, like say we're packed, like, you know, you've been taking your garbage out for a long time, you have certain things happening. Is that like what we're saying is we're able to either receive the signal from these transmitters better, or are we able to create, like manufacture more of that chemical that we need? What happens with those happy chemicals are able to come out?
So it manufactures more, but there is a huge connection between the brain and the gut. And I think a lot of new studies are just coming out about it now, but we've witnessed a lot of people who have serious bowel issues also have a lot of problems with depression and anxiety. They really tend to be very linked.
Yeah.
So whichever came first, I really don't know, but we are finding that when you can start to really cleanse the colon, it really improves people's moods as well, which is really interesting.
Right, and that you even said, like, right away, where even after one, they're suddenly able to, they feel that lighter feeling of life and vitality. If you could share some of that, do you have a highlighted story? Let's have a good story about somebody that's kind of like not a shocking one, but a really expected shocking one that comes to mind for you.
Let me think.
yourself probably really like, you know how great you feel.
Yeah, no, it's really incredible. I'm trying to think. There's one guy in particular that was a really interesting story to me because he came into the clinic, and the session's about 40 minutes, so we really have a lot of one-on-one FaceTime with the clients, and you need to find, after you talk about health and all that kind of stuff, some common ground. And I thought, well, I don't really think I'm going to have anything to talk about with this guy. So people surprise you because he came in, and he was this big kind of burly guy, truck driver, and he had the most fascinating stories, and he had just lost about 40 pounds, was juicing every day, transitioned to a vegan diet, and so he was coming in to clean out just the gunk of all the foods that he'd eaten, like processed foods that he'd eaten on the road for so many years. And he came in and did a series of colonics on top of the juicing that he was doing, and this man was glowing. Like, this was a totally new person. It was incredible.
Here's an example of what you just said. That's a major clean out. Like, he's, you know, 40 pounds, you know, a lifetime if it's not been cleaned out, and he actually isn't in the current time of juicing, detoxing. Is there a better time? Like, if somebody says, I'm going to lose some weight first, then I'll go, or is it something to kickstart a detoxifying program? At what point is there a better point to do it?
You know what? That's a great thing. It's great to do them right at the beginning because it can clean out so much old matter that increases your energy. But the more of the old waste that you can clean out, it helps you to absorb the nutrients from your new food better. So even if you had, let's say, a really poor diet and you suddenly transition to a really healthier lifestyle, a lot of stuff is still stagnant in your colon, so you're not even getting the benefits of that new nutrition. So we really want to cleanse everything out first.
That is amazing to think of it that way, because a lot of times, say we're not eating an organic diet, let's say, and then we do switch. The first thing I know is I'm a nutritionist myself. People say, but it's so expensive, right?
That
thing is now, which is not actually, it's proven it's only about 30% an increase on your grocery bill. So I just had to say that because I love supporting organics. But when we are spending that money, 30% or 5% more, it doesn't matter, you want your body to be able to access those nutrients. And if you could share people. Yes, go on. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that's the thing. And a lot of times, too, we'll have people, I'm sure so many people have done some form of cleanse, and you know, as soon as you start, you really feel terrible. So you feel achy and headaches and tired, and you don't want to keep going. But what's happening is you're basically loosening up the toxins in your system. They're recirculating. That's why you feel terrible. But if you come in and get a colonic, we can get a lot of those toxins out really rapidly, which is going to decrease your detox symptoms. So it can help a lot.
Oh, that's life-changing for me to hear that right now, because that you're exactly right. Nobody wants to go on a diet or a cleanse because they're like, yeah, I remember how that felt last time. And so if we can explain to everybody, it's not going on the detox. It's that those things, those poisons, all the medication people on, the hormone replacements, the birth control, the antidepressants, like all those, and all the pesticides that are in the world, like all those environmental things, that's what we basically are saying. We're reabsorbing it at a quicker rate, and the colonics will help remove that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So especially, and I'm almost kind of segueing into something, but when someone is doing a cleanse, like let's say they're doing a whole foods vegan cleanse or a juice cleanse or a herbal boxed cleanse, we would recommend at the minimum coming in and getting a colonic right at the beginning to decrease the detox symptoms, again in the middle and again at the end. So any toxins you've loosened up, we can get them all out really effectively.
That does, so that way, if I'm counting, I'm like, oh, okay, the beginning, the middle, the end, that's three. What does a series look like? How many are in the series generally?
Mm-hmm. It varies by person, but to give you a general idea, we generally recommend people come in and do them pretty close together. So once a week or twice a week, and generally anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 sessions is what works for most people. Like most people should feel pretty incredible after that.
So once to twice a week, and I've written this down. Once or twice a week, however, 4 to 6 series of those, or like a month of them kind of thing?
Pretty much, yeah, if we space them out that way. So, yeah, anywhere from 4 to 8 sessions. Everybody's a little bit different, but that usually works for most people.
Okay, and do some people have longer, more space of colons or stretched out, or everybody's built differently, so do smaller people have less, or have you been surprised at who has what going on in there?
You know, it's really surprising, because a lot of times you think if someone's got a lot of waste being held in their body that it's someone who might be a little bit larger, but that is not the case. We've had women in here that are maybe 115 pounds, tiny, and waste just comes out of them, and I've been doing this for years, and I still am kind of looking at them baffled, thinking, where the heck is this coming from?
So, that is so shocking.
Yeah, it really is.
So with when the waste comes, sorry, now I'm going to get right into this. Can you see it? Like, are you visually, is it apparent? Can you see stuff through the tubes? Like, how close? Let's talk about the procedure a little bit.
For sure. So that's one of the interesting things is you actually can, myself, like the therapist and the client, can actually see everything that's being removed from the body. So the tubing for the waste is clear. And it's really interesting. Everybody comes in and they say, oh, I don't want to watch it. But 2 people out of thousands and thousands and thousands that I've done have not wanted to watch it. Everybody's fascinated by the same session. So it's really actually really interesting. But you can see different things that can indicate the state of your health. So people will come in with different health issues and we'll see parasites come out. And we're like, okay, you know what? Let's address this. Yeah, we see them all the time.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that actually too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll say, let's address this and see if that helps the issues that you're having. And 9 times out of 10, it does. We see candida a lot, undigested food. Like, it really can tell a lot about the state of your health.
Do people ever, I don't know, because, you know, you go for, let's say you're going to go for a certain kind of x-ray at the hospital, and sometimes you can, you know, take the, I'm going to name it all wrong, thinking of barium fluid at the moment, but whatever, you swallow something, that's so when you do take an x-ray that it shows up. Do some people eat certain foods at times too, so that you guys can see, like, oh, I eat corn, I eat beets, or something to influence the look or the color or the consistency of it, so that you can tell how far back you're getting into the layers?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually really interesting, because I remember once I had a client, and because the outside of corn, I think most of us know, is indigestible, and there was nothing, and then this massive pocket of tons of corn kernels. And I said, oh, when did you have that? And they were really a little bit bothered by because they couldn't remember the last time they had possibly eaten corn. So that could have been stuck in a pocket up there for years.
Oh my gosh, that's so fascinating, and that's why you're right. Some people, you may not want to think you want to look, but we shouldn't be negatively judging. This is just the way our bodies work, and we're doing this. We're coming, like say somebody decides to have a colonic, you're doing this out of the love for your body and the love for your life, and that your intention is to improve the quality of your life. So that corn needs to come out. You know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And then other times, you know, we'll go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes we can tell. I had a lady once, and she had crazy digestive issues. It could never figure it out. And the only food that came out of her body that was undigested was red peppers and tons of them. And I'm like, do you eat a lot of red peppers? She goes, I love them. It's my favorite food. And everything else had appeared that she was digesting except for these. So I said, why don't we just do a little experiment? Take them completely out of your diet for a couple weeks, see how you feel. And she did that, and when you know, she felt like $1 million. It was something that small and that simple that was causing her all those problems. Yeah.
And that kind of goes to we have 1 minute and I don't want to go into that commercial, but sometimes we do crave, like you said, she loves them, but she's undigesting them. So have you seen that come up, like when the foods that we are most maybe don't get along with the best, allergic to, have a little sensitive to, are the foods that we are craving the most?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. I find that all the time. People, you crave what you're probably not supposed to have. And then by eating them more too, that can create a sensitivity to them, but that can be two separate issues.
Right. And so once you're clearing these things out, which is, I love this idea, you know, you get into like an old storage room and you get everything pulled out and then you kind of get to see what's going on. And then we get to decide what we want to replace and put back in there. So when we do, because I know that commercial is going to sneak up, I want to talk about probiotics and the role they play. First of all, why they even are there, what are they doing, and at what point of a colonic series do we implement probiotics? I do want to get into that as soon as we come back.
Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Now we're getting to the good stuff here about this whole colonics business. So when somebody comes in for this colonic, they're thinking, you know, I just want to feel better. Something's going on. My stomach is not well. I'm bloated. I'm constipated. I have diarrhea. Because this is also, here's a good question. So say somebody has diarrhea. Like, they're thinking, well, God, I don't want to go. I'm already going all the time. Does a person still, would they still benefit from a colonic if they have diarrhea?
They can, absolutely. And a lot of times, I mean, diarrhea can be caused by a lot of different things. But the other thing, actually, I just want to say quickly, is all of our therapists here are also registered nutritionists. So when the clients come in, they fill out some intake forms. So we look at a lot of different things. So it's more than just the colonic. There might be something else going on in their diet or their health that we can point out that we can adjust for them as well. But a lot of times, too, with the diarrhea, it's an imbalance of the bacteria. So we'll try to clean out as much of the bad stuff as we can, and then definitely recommend that they replace it with probiotics afterwards. We always provide them with one after the session, but they should take them for at least, at the bare minimum, 30 days after a series of sessions.
Okay. And So somebody out there thinking, you know what, that's like the least thing, I am always in the bathroom. Why would I want to go? I'm already emptied out. But I love that you said that, the imbalance of the bacteria. So if you could share with us, because this is where I know what I found is fascinating when I learned the difference between small intestines and the large intestines, and the large intestine, what you're dealing with. The bacteria, let's share with everybody, is that just in the small intestine? Is it in the large intestine? Where is it going? Why is it there? What's the good and the bad guys, and why are they causing this imbalance?
Yeah, so there's so many reasons, but basically in an ideal environment, you want to have 80% healthy bacteria in your colon to 20% unhealthy. And most people, this is actually reversed. So this can be just from, you know, sugar and foods we're eating. And again, stress causes a lot of issues with the gut. And even constipation can offset the balance of it as well. So it's a two-step process. That's why we like to clean out the colon. So it takes good and bad bacteria, but it's a lot cleaner. So when you then take the probiotics, they can implant themselves a lot better. So we try to reset the balance back to 80% good, 20% bad.
Okay. And what would a person, so let's say, right, I'm going to rephrase that question. Somebody has, somebody has that 80-20 reverse. They only have 20% good, they have 80% bad. What could they be experiencing in their lives that, you know, that is changing the quality of their life because their bacteria is reversed and flipped?
A lot of stuff. So digestive issues, IBS, I use that term loosely, gas, bloating, fatigue, tons of different issues. But the other thing, too, with irregularity of their bowel movements, but I think what a lot of people don't know is that 80% of your immune system is also in your colon. So that can really shoot your immune system down and leave you more susceptible to getting sick as well.
I mean, that's hugely important, and we should stress that. I hope everybody heard that. 80% of our immune system starts and works and does. It's in all that area that you yourselves with the colonics you're dealing with, you're working with. And so when that, can you imagine if you've got 80% bad bacteria in the place where 80% of your immune system is working, then I remember once too, when I get just regular acne, but sometimes it would definitely flare up more than others. And then of course you think, oh, it's just hormones. Oh, I'm eating incorrect. I'm not washing my face with something, makeup or whatever it is. But I wonder how many of us think that could actually, I knew for me, it was starting in my gut. So the small thing that you might not connect. What are some really surprising things that people have been shocked to find out that when they've come for colonics and they started healing and rebalancing that has changed in their lives that would be surprising?
That's a big question.
Oh, actually, candida. I know, because a lot of people think it's candida, too. I know, my mind's racing. I'm like, candida, I have headaches.
That's okay. So candida is really interesting because that's another thing that we can see come out during the colonic. Someone will come in and it'd be really interesting. We don't see any, and then we don't see any. And three or four sessions in, out of nowhere, there's this massive pocket of it that comes out during the session. And we're like, wow, this is really incredible. So that can drastically
change. How would you recognize that? How does that look to you?
It looks like it sticks to the top of the tube. So it almost looks like the foam on the top of beer, the white foam that is on the top of beer. So a lot of that will come out, and then people will notice, too, they'll pass a lot of mucus in the washroom afterwards. So, but where there's a little bit of candida, I mean, everybody has a little bit, but where there is an overgrowth, there's generally more that's still in the body. So then we would recommend they do some dietary things and all that sort of stuff to kind of get it under control.
Right. And what did somebody experience if they were having that reversal, like now they have 80% candida where they're only supposed to have 20? What are some of the symptoms that they might be experiencing?
If they have candida?
Yeah, if it's showing off and they're calling them like that.
Yeah, so for candida, a lot of people will experience a lot of fatigue. It can really make their body a lot more sluggish, a lot of gas and bloating, strong cravings for sugar, foggy thinking. And the sugar feeds the candida, so that's why they're craving it, because the candida wants to be fed. And it just can cause a lot of health issues and mimic a lot of other things. So, people are confused on what's wrong. And a lot of times it really is just an overgrowth of that stuff in your system.
It's so funny how it can be so over. Now, what would you say, just in your a personal opinion, what is really contributing to this overgrowth? It's in our gut. What is it that we are eating that's probably the most harmful to, and more of a lifestyle thing, but what is it that we're doing and consuming that's really throwing that balance of our bodies?
I think a lot of it, well, I think our food used to be grown better, so there would be more probiotics in our food naturally, and now that's just not happening. Mm-hmm. But also there's hidden sugars in everything. So when I talk to people and talk to them about their diet, and they say, well, I'm not really eating a lot of sugar, and then you ask a little bit more pointed questions, and they don't realize it's literally hidden in everything that we're eating. And I really think that's contributing to it a lot.
That's a very helpful thing to point out to people. That I know, I'm going to apologize to my sister right now because she said something one time, and when you know something, you know something, but not everybody knows that. We went over for, it was at a Christmas or Thanksgiving, and she had made, I love squash. Squash is like one of my favorite things. And so she makes the squash, and she says, and I've tasted it now, and she goes, and I didn't use any sugar. And I thought, oh my gosh, well, this is like the sweetest squash I've ever tasted. And she goes, nope, not one bit of sugar. She goes, I used maple syrup.
Oh.
it was cute, but sad all at the same time, because people, when they say, oh, I don't eat sugar, like I don't sprinkle that white stuff, you know, the granular white stuff on this and that, but it's coming from like, you're not talking about sugar. We could be talking from natural sugars can throw it as well. So even somebody eating too much fruit, this could throw it.
Yeah.
When we're doing the immune system or going through the thing and feeling all those things, you talked about stress a couple times, saying, you know, how stress can really throw our bells. And you said you were not sure which one comes first or not. But when somebody is stressed, have you noticed the connection between somebody's behaviors? I don't want to say personalities, but their behaviors of how they are being, and does it correlate with? So if they're kind of constipated, are they more of a hold it all in together person that they're not expressing themselves, and somebody vice versa is having diarrhea, let's say, are they, you know, fearful and not able to maintain? Do you ever sense a connection like that from people?
Yeah, there's a big emotional component that can go on with it, not with everybody, but with a lot of people. We've even had, you know, some people come in, and a lot of times if the constipation is along the transverse colon, so right kind of below the belly button along that line there, if there's a lot of weight held in there, that has a lot to do with people's emotional center. And we've had people getting colonics who actually get quite emotional when we get a big release of movement. Yeah. So, and they don't realize they're doing it. And obviously nobody's doing it on purpose, but if you're really stressed, you really can hold a lot of things in, and that holds a lot of things in your body as well. So the body is quite tense, and it's just a big emotional component. And especially, too, when people say, you know, after a colonic, I have this great sense of well-being. But you really do have a great sense of well-being. Like, it's a chemical thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah. And it's also very – I'm going to use the word intimate, but I really do mean that that's what you're – we're very – I would think that you, I mean, some people are more comfortable. It's a vulnerable thing to do. And to have that one-on-one time with a therapist, like when you're looking at those therapists, like you said, there's a lot of like one-on-one time. They're like right there in front of you while this is happening. How much of this is coaching as well when you're talking about the emotional states?
A lot of it. And you know, it's really interesting because when I bring on new team members, I really hire a lot on the personality because I know that this is going to be a big component of the sessions. So you really, it is really interesting. People are in a vulnerable position, and once you get to know them really well, you actually learn about a lot of different things about their life and issues that they're going through that I think they may not be comfortable expressing to just anybody. So it's quite a process and quite a journey that you can go through with people, and I feel extremely honored that they trust me. It's really, really incredible, and you learn a lot about people, and you really can help someone even just by listening to them, quite honestly.
Yes, and as we know, the oxytocin hormone is released as we share and connect and bond, and I can only imagine how, honestly, I'm thinking of the elevated state that you could really experience if somebody's feeling, and I really mean this, depressed and heavy, like heavy in their body, heavy in their emotions, and then connecting is a how many therapists, how many rooms do you have, how many colonics go on in your clinic?
Yeah, so we have two treatment rooms, and right now we have three therapists, and we're actually looking for another one, if anybody's listening, to join
what
our
area
team.
Are you in? Share with everybody. Yes, share with everybody. What area are you on? We are looking for somebody. Who is this, and where are you?
Yeah, so we're in the beaches, and we're looking for someone who's a nutritionist to join our team, and we'll train them on all the rest of the good stuff. But like I say, I hire a lot on personality. It's super important. But yeah,
so
but we're quite busy.
In Toronto.
Yes,
Toronto, Ontario. We're in Canada here because we do have a lot of listeners in the States, but we definitely have our Canadian fellow people. Or you can always come up here and try it out. But definitely there. So two treatment rooms, three therapists, looking for an additional one. And during that 40 minutes, when you first come in, there's a session, you fill out a form and they're talking about things. When somebody says on their form that they are, I'm going to throw this right out there, what if they're on chemotherapy? What if they're doing cancer treatments? What if they're doing anything like that? Is there a are there some people who cannot have colonic?
There are. So it depends. We have turned people away in the past. There's certain things, if you have had recent abdominal surgery, no. Pregnancy, we will not. If you've got bleeding ulcers in your bowel, we will not do it. You know, a lower abdominal hernia, that sort of stuff, we won't do it. But we do have a lot of people who are doing treating their cancer naturally, and they'll come in and use the colonics as part of that treatment to help detox the body as they're going through it. So that's what we have, a lot of clients with cancer, actually.
Do you know what? I'm going to ask you something. I can't remember. What is that treat? They do a lot of the enemas that people do at home a lot. Oh, it's a certain therapy. The coffee enemas.
Yeah,
it's a certain fellow who's specifically for cancer.
There's a certain, who is it?
It's a certain doctor who has created this series of, you only consume carrots. And then something else you can add in.
Dr. Gerson.
Oh, find that you get a lot of people doing and then coming to you, because at home it can. What is the difference between an enema and a colonic?
So there's a big difference. We actually do coffee enemas here at the clinic as well. And we have a lot of the clients with cancer coming in for that. But there's a big difference. So a water enema is just to clean out the bottom portion of the bowel, but we do coffee enemas, which is specific to the liver. So the caffeine they're really, really incredible. And so, yes, they do them at the Gerson Institute, like you said, for people who are really ill. And the thought process behind it, and they do sometimes up to five a day there, is that it's not necessarily the cancer that is killing people, but it's more the fact that their liver can't process out the toxins quickly enough. So with the coffee enemas, it opens up the bile ducts of the liver, and it eliminates 700 times the toxins in a session than would normally happen on its own. So they're extremely powerful.
I can hear that, feel that commercial coming up. But I do, when we come back, I definitely want to talk about the liver and that connection, and then the stuff that you can add to enemas and I don't know if you add anything to colonic. We'll find out in a minute. But we're not in commercial. Wait, I might have a couple seconds here. let me come back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're back having this phenomenal conversation on how to get Jasmine cleared and cleaned out through colonics. Stacey, you mentioned something just before. I want to repeat it because I actually was blown away by that number. Can you repeat what you had mentioned about what is 700 times more? Yes, completely. Let's repeat that statement there, actually.
No problem. So we were talking about the coffee enemas, and they became popularized by, I think it's in New Mexico. It's called the Gerson Institute, and they deal a lot with very ill patients. And they do a lot of coffee enemas, and so we do them here as well. No, we don't have an in-house facility the way that they do, but their thought is that it's not necessarily cancer and all these diseases that are killing the people. It's the fact that the liver, which is a main processor of eliminating toxins, their thought is that the liver can't process out the toxins quickly enough, and so they're backing up, and that's what's making people so sick. So with the caffeine in the coffee enema, it basically opens up the bile ducts of the liver, and it dumps out 700 times the toxins than would happen on its own. So there are patients that therapy will do a lot of them. Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm. That is so helpful. That is so, because, you know, the liver is something that I love studying, because when I found out the liver does over 600 functions, and it's all, like you said, about detoxifying and filtering, like I think of it like this giant filter, like your furnace in your house has that filter. It's like, that's the one. And what you're, this is so, so helpful for people to realize that if we are backed up, if that liver is overloaded, it has to make very, you know, educated choices for itself. Just go, what do I need to focus on immediately so I can sustain life of this person? And by helping to dump it, like we said, 700 times more toxins. That right now I want to rush out and get this coffee. And that's the coffee that's actually, is it like coffee, like what we're drinking? Are we looking at it like, oh, this is the green tea blend, or this is that blend? Is the caffeine coming from a specific place or something, like when you use yours, or?
Yeah, so we actually use a coffee that's made specifically for the enema, so it's got a higher caffeine content. And it's actually, it's organic, obviously, but it's an unroasted green coffee bean. So when people come for their enemas, they're expecting to see this, you know, black coffee. But, yeah, it's the green coffee that we use.
Okay. See, I was thinking there must be something about this. And those, so you're definitely, it's, once you put this into the enema, which is, sorry, I just want to clarify, is the enema going to, you said the lower part where the colonic is reaching up further to the whole colon?
So the enema, so I just want to clarify, it's like so different from a water enema. So the, even though they go in the same place. But the caffeine from the coffee actually goes right up into the portal vein, right up to the liver. So it doesn't really even affect the colon that much. But then it dumps the toxins into the colon. Yeah, it's really completely different.
Yeah, understanding the plumbing of what's going on down there or in our bodies, I think, is that, because the liver sits up rather, if you were to, you know, if I put my hand on my body, it's more where my, like between my rib cage, like kind of settled in there, which is quite a bit higher than, you know, what we were talking about, the lower, below the belly button.
You got it. Yeah. So the liver is right under the right rib cage.
Okay.
So it's right along there.
And
so yeah, they're completely separate. The great thing about the coffee, though, which a lot of people don't know, is they think because of the caffeine, it's going to stimulate them and they're going to be all jittery. But the interesting thing is, even though the caffeine's a stimulant, it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. So even though you feel really clean and energized, you feel really chilled out. Like, it's a really great feeling.
Wow. Oh, I'm really glad you brought that up, because some people will say, oh, no, I can't have caffeine. I can't drink this. It makes me jittery and shaky. So if somebody has a sensitivity to caffeine in that way, you're saying that they could have this?
A lot of people can. It depends on the level of the sensitivity. If you have a full-on allergy, absolutely not. If you're so sensitive to it, you can't even smell it, then no. But we have had a lot of people that come in that are sensitive to it, but we do it in small retentions. So it's not held in the body long enough to really stimulate this sympathetic nervous system. So it shouldn't make you jittery. Even if you have a sensitivity, you should be fine. Yeah.
Okay. And speaking about what you're saying, I love that you said that doing retentions, and you're kind of like doing like a test patch, you know, a sample test patch. And are there some people that who might be thinking right now, I don't think I'm physically capable to do this. Like, because I'm thinking retention, I'm thinking that they're holding maybe their muscles and then releasing. Hold it. If somebody does not have good muscle tension, can they still come in and get this done?
Yeah, absolutely. We have had people that can't quite hold it for the allotted time, but if you can't, that's okay. You do what you can, and it can strengthen over time, and you can still get some benefits from it. But for the most part, most people are able to hold it, no problem.
This is so good because I really want to eliminate that. These funny words keep coming. I was like, eliminate the fear of why. Myself, I'm going to just say this. I've always wanted to do this, but I always think, no, I can't because I have to do something later that day, or what if I can't drive home, or, you know, you have these fears, or what if I have cramps? Like do you, like you said earlier, some people who have maybe a lot going on there for the rest of that day, they might not want to have something. Or you mentioned about mucus and stuff. What are the after effects after that and helping people better say, you know what, I'm willing to do that if it happens, like just to prepare themselves?
Yeah, so 95% of people that leave after a colonic feel absolutely amazing, and you can completely go about your day. So we have people come in on their lunch hours and go right back to work.
Oh, my goodness, on their lunch hour. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I had one client once, and she's hilarious, and she came on her lunch hour, and she said, this is like the opposite of eating. And I'm like, yes, it is the opposite of eating. I never thought of it that way. So, yeah, so once you've had a few and you're comfortable and you know that you're going to be fine, then it really is fine to have it. And most people feel amazing after. But like I say, there's that 5%. And if your body's really toxic, just don't plan anything for afterwards because you really might want to rest and give your body a bit of a break.
Okay. And actually speaking about eating then, say they are coming on a lunch hour, would they have breakfast or would they not eat that day or leading up to it?
What we recommend is not having any food for 2 hours before the appointment. So fluids are fine.
Oh.
And some people, yeah, if you want better results, I would say avoid heavy foods like red meat, dairy, bread for 24 to 48 hours beforehand. Just eat lots of high-fiber foods like whole grains and veggies. Drink lots of fresh water. That'll just help to kind of soften everything up. But when you leave, we give everybody a list of foods that are recommended to eat after and to avoid. It's recommended to eat lightly just because you want to feel great and your system's a little more sensitive. But you can eat directly after the colonic. It's usually not a problem.
Okay. And then your body would just do as it always does.
Yeah.
Has anybody
yeah.
experienced the headaches? Or I guess this is the opposite because I'm thinking of a detox. But what you had mentioned earlier is that actually it helps eliminate that diaphoresis. So you're saying most people feel great after, so the headache thing really isn't a thing that happens.
It's not. Most people feel fantastic. There's some, and if you get a little wave of nausea here and there, a lot of times it's really interesting because it's similar to, you know, if you have the flu and you have to vomit or you have diarrhea and you have that little wave of nausea, that's your body getting ready to kick out toxins really rapidly. So, and I don't even want to say that to scare people off of them because it doesn't happen that often, but once in a blue moon, it will happen and someone's like, oh, and it's just a small wave of nausea, and then we release a whole bunch of toxins and then you feel great afterwards. So,
okay, calm, just don't the storm before the calm. Backwards.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So the main thing is I think a lot of people, we hear about the stars have a colonic before they go on the red carpet or, you know, a big party or something, an event's going on. Is this that, like, I'm just going to have to ask the questions for all the listeners. Do you see an immediate flatness or smoothing out of or something like a physical visual reward, so to speak, after a colonic?
A lot of people can. Yeah, you really can because you can release a lot of impacted fecal matter, but also a lot of trapped gas. So a lot of people are really bloated, and I kind of call it, you know, false weight because it looks like your tummy is a certain size, and a lot of times it's just bad bacteria and gas, and it's pushing it out, making you look bigger than you actually are. So we can release a lot of that pretty quickly.
I'm so glad that you said that. Fake weight. And you know what? The gas is because a lot of people think, I haven't even eaten. I feel so bloated. And why is it so big? And so the colonic will actually help, not just, as we said, with impacted material, fecal matter, but with gas. And why are we getting
Absolutely.
Gas in the first place?
Gosh, a lot of different reasons. It could be from, too much bad bacteria, but it could be from constipation, eating the wrong foods, eating quickly because food's not going to digest, eating when you're stressed, chewing gum, you know.
What?
I mean, there's...
What? Chewing gum?
Chewing,
okay, tell me
chewing gum. Yeah, so, I mean... causes air. And the other thing, too, if you're eating something that you're sensitive to, that can cause a lot of gas and bloating in your system also.
It's
funny because people are so bloated and I ask them and they're even if you're eating healthy, I'm like, are you eating on the road? Are you eating really quickly? And pretty much everybody's like, oh yeah, I barely have time. I'm just eating really quickly and on the go. They don't even think about it. So your food is not even breaking down in your system and it can create a lot of gas that way.
Oh Right. And you know what? That is so important about eating and drive. My poor sister, she eats and drives. And I'm like, I actually feel stressed. If I couldn't even imagine, I actually would say I'd rather pull over and just deal with it. But you mentioned something earlier, and I know that we have a minute to say this. You mentioned about how the coffee actually, when it goes to the liver, the caffeine, that we're engaged in the parasympathetic system. And everybody just tell you, we have two systems. One allows us to be calm, and one allows us to be, you know, get up and get going, like as a fight or flight thing. So when we are trying to do eating, which is the opposite of doing, like working and thinking and running around, when we do those two things, this causes a form of stress in our bodies, which is going to your colon. And like what you're saying, that is, could be very well one of our biggest, well, not biggest, but that's a big issue, eating and doing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And even eating when stressed is really the same thing. Your system is just not going to digest and break down your food.
I love this. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that you were able to come on the show to help us just learn about, feel calmer and safer, and hear all these benefits from really allowing someone else to just to give us love and support. So, again, you're from Vital Life Wellness. Let's say it again. Vital Life Digestive Wellness Clinic, and you're in the Beaches in Toronto, here in Ontario. And I'm going to put your link on my Facebook, but I just want to say a huge thank you for sharing this with us. You're so helpful for doing this.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.